أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we finished the 28th Supara, Surah Tahrim. This is the beginning of the 29th Supara, Surah Mulk, and there are other names also of the Surah, Surah Mani'a, Surah Munjiya, etc. In the last Surah, Allah Ta'ala completed it on giving the examples of true pious ladies, how they endured difficulties and hardships but remained steadfast on Iman. And for that, now in this surah, Allah explains His great Qudrat and how much we recognize Allah, so much our Iman will become stronger and it will be easier to endure any hardship and difficulty if unfortunately it comes in our way, and we will remain firm on Deen. This surah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a surah in the Quran Sharif that has got 30 ayats. And it is my wish and desire that this surah must be in the heart of every believer. In other words, that everyone should learn it off by heart was a wish of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we just learn one ayat a day, in 1 month we can complete the whole surah. And if we take 1 week in order to complete or to learn one ayat, which shouldn't be difficult at all, to learn one ayat in 1 week, in about 6 months we can complete the whole surah. And when we know it off by heart, just walking home from here or going by car after Maghrib preferably, we can read the surah. It also comes in the hadith that reading the surah every night will protect a person from the adab of the qabr. Also it comes, a person who will read surah Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st supara every night between Maghrib and Isha, he will get the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So it is such a great and so easy. And if we just learn this off by heart, walking home, or easily we can read it. So we should try and make this a habit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never went to sleep without reading these two surahs. So we should try and make it a habit to read it regularly. The surah starts with Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. Bari barkat hai uski jiske haath mein hai raj. Very, very blessed is that being in whose hands, in whose control is the entire sovereignty. All kingdom belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and the king of this kingdom, Allah Ta'ala, is full of blessedness. A barkat, and everyone's barkat in everything, barkat in time, barkat in money, barkat in health, in everything we want barkat. And the way to get that barkat is to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Because barkat is with Allah Ta'ala. And the more we get connected with Allah Ta'ala, the more barkat we will get. And this connection with Allah Ta'ala starts with our Iman, that we have the correct Iman and believe on Allah Ta'ala. And then a very strong and convincing Iman. Not just a matter of words, but complete, we have full trust and full yaqeen on the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. And then all the orders, the commands of Allah Ta'ala. 5 times namaz, for example, and making the namaz, how much more the quality of the namaz will be better, so much more we will have connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then whichever other commands of Allah Ta'ala, when it's time to fast, we fast. When it's time for Hajj, we go for Hajj. Time to give zakat, we give zakat. Whatever Allah has commanded, we do that. In that way, a person will have connection with Allah, and in turn, he will find great barakat in his life. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ اور وہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے. And he has power over each and everything. Allah Ta'ala is that being that the whole kingdom belongs to him. And he is the sole creator, controller, and who sustains everyone. So Allah Ta'ala is that being that who has created this world. And just a little bit, if we think, and how many ayats of the Quran Allah has in which Allah has explained how great Allah Ta'ala is. Like now, when we all came for Fajr by car, we had our lights on. Now when we will go, our lights will be off. Who brought this whole big change? that suddenly from darkness into light. And then if we see further that the whole night was normally peaceful, quiet, it was dark, it was cool. Now the day is going to come out, the huge sun is going to rise. Who is in control of all this? None other but Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's creations, unlimited creations. And in each creation, how many different types of species there are. For example, the human beings, how many there are? 7 billion or so. How many animals and the different types of animals? Allah is the king, the controller, the creator, sustainer of all this. How great is not Allah? No matter how much we, so to say, explore, gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, but finally we have to admit that He is that great being who has got qudrat and power over everything. Allah's power, there are many things which are impossible for us. But for Allah, there is nothing impossible also. For example, the eye that looks, it looks with the pupil. And everyone's pupil, the very middle part of the eye is black. Somebody might have brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, but that is the part around the pupil. But the pupil itself is black, and that is the part that sees. So Allah has put light in darkness. For Allah, there is nothing impossible whatsoever. This world of ours is more or less round. The people who are on the top of the world are walking with the legs at the bottom, heads on top. The cars are moving with the wheels at the bottom, the body on top, buses, trains, etc. But the people at the bottom of the world, they are walking with the legs on top and heads at the bottom. And the cars are moving with the wheels on top and the body at the bottom. But we don't see it upside down at all, ever. This is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then again, we know that we are on the surface of the earth. And beyond us is only what we call space after that. And what is keeping us up? The people at the bottom of the world should be all dropping down. There is nothing holding them up. The water, the oceans, which are at the bottom of the world, how much of water, and there is no glass covering over it, no plastic covering over it, and what keeps it up? If it is some magnetic forces, as we will explain, then magnetic forces won't work with water. It will work with other things. What is keeping the water of the oceans at the bottom of the world, that not one drop falls down? This is only the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And this whatever we might explore and find out is very little. Allah is beyond that. Which one great person, Judge Akbar Allahabadi said, "Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata." You come in my heart, O Allah, I believe in you fully, but I can't understand you fully. I can't fathom you. You are beyond my understanding. Yahi tu mere dil mein aata hai, mere samajh mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. I understood, this is your recognition, that I can't recognize you fully. You are beyond my recognition. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great being that controls everything, and everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So barakat is fully in the hands of Allah. We just have to connect ourselves with Allah, for which Allah gave us our deen. And once we connect it, we will find barakat in every aspect of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.